KRWM, HD3, Bremerton, Seattle.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and thank you for joining me today. What a busy time this has been for all of us all over the United States and even globally with all of the changes that are going on. So I just want to start the show by saying to everyone on the East Coast, my thoughts and prayers and love go out to you. Please, all of you that are listeners, send the love and prayers and positive thoughts to the people on the East Coast and throughout the world. We've had so many different things that have really challenged us this year and caused us to dig deeper into finding who we really are and our connection with the world. You know, we really, truly, in times of need, we realize how much we're a global society. So I wanted to start the show out that way, and thank you again for joining me. Today is the end of the month show, which is one of my favorites, and that's the Conversation with Carol show. And what that means is, for the entire hour, I'm going to actually be taking your calls and answering your questions. So if you have a question for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That's in the U.S. and Canada. And international callers, you can use the same number, the 877-230-3062. And all you have to do is add your international, dial your international calling code before that. So if you have a question for me, you can talk about anything, because that's what today's all about. It's just a conversational day where we get to talk about health if you have a question, or relationships, or some of the craziness that's going on with the energy, and just anything that would be of interest to you. So this is a favorite kind of show, really no specific topic or direction. So again, you can call me at 877-230-3062. I always start out the Conversations with Carol show once a month talking about what's going on energetically. And I just mentioned, as you heard when I started the show, what's happening at a weather process and how Mother Earth is trying to adapt and adjust and so forth to her own growing pains, and meaning that we're moving from that fear-based consciousness into that enlightenment consciousness. Everything that's associated with us, everything that we're associated with, is also having to adjust energetically to what's going on. But the energy right now is very, very quick. And what that really means is, from the time you create a thought to the manifestation of that thought, you're going to find that there's a very short period of time in between that process. And I mean, if we really were to look at Irene from when she built up in the Atlantic to when she actually came on shore, in the overall scheme of things, it was really quite fast in how she built up her speed and so forth. So that's a metaphor for the time right now and the energy and the quickening. Even the Mayan calendar in their writings in regards to the momentum and the change and shift is, that's going to happen in 2012, refers to this quickening. And again, in human consciousness, that is what we think very quickly manifests. So what does that mean? That really means that we have to be mindful of what we're thinking. And I know I'll say that, and I'll have different listeners email me and say, Carol, if I spent all my time thinking about what I'm thinking, I would have no time for living. And that's absolutely true, except with the energy right now, we have patterns of thinking, and the time right now is really to go in and use this heightened awareness that the universe and is bringing to us to be able to recognize very quickly those patterns of thinking, those distorted perceptions we have of ourselves or of other people or our relationships or the way that we earn money, but to take those distorted perceptions and step back and say, is there a pattern? If there's a pattern, then look at those patterns. And then the gift of the energy now, not only is it heightening the awareness around that, but it's also creating the momentum that we can actually shift those perceptions very, very quickly. So with this momentum that's taking place, what we're really being asked to do as we move from fear-based consciousness to enlightened consciousness, and enlightened consciousness means basically from being lit or finding your own wisdom within, And what you'll do is this energy is saying, let's look at those patterns and then let's change your relationship with those patterns, especially if they're charged with negative emotions such as anger, fear, or doubt. Or look at the patterns and the habits you have in your lifestyle and so forth. And what can you do to take hold of this particular pattern, and what do you need to do to change it? And I'll tell you, it's very, very simple. Now, it may not be easy, but it's very simple from the standpoint is the way to change your relationship with negative emotions, you have to begin by being aware of them, but literally shift your perception of the emotion. Or if you have a habit that you just can't seem to break, no matter how much you have tried, let's rethink it. Let's go in and say, okay, well, if I've smoked and I've got all of this around smoking, or I have this pattern around eating, or this pattern around staying up or not getting enough sleep, whatever it may be, then just go step back. It's almost like I say to people, just step out of your own skin and look at what your life is about and what those predictable patterns are, and choose one pattern that you can change. If you're suffering from sleep deprivation, which interestingly enough, in a recent research, over 90% of Americans said that they were lacking the sleep that they needed. So what can you do? Well, a lot of times our lifestyle doesn't accommodate us being able to go to bed at 8 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night. So what it is instead of going to bed at 11 or 11:30, why don't you just go to bed a half hour earlier? And even if you don't fall asleep, just don't turn on TV, just lay there and just allow your mind to decompress, get rid of all of the minutia that it's picked up all day and the demands and the charge and the adrenaline, everything that's associated with all of those demands, and just allow yourself to relax. What are you going to do? You're going to shift your perception around sleep. You're going to get more sleep. Your body will respond in a healthy way. And we also know in research now is that we need a minimum of 7 hours of sleep. Now, that sounds great. We can't always do it. But a half hour at a time makes a big difference in the overall, in the health and well-being of the body. So just a half hour a day, you can change that. So when you go in and you look at the emotional part and these negative emotions, all of us have a negative emotion that seems to be the mother of our emotions, meaning that it's the one that comes up over and over again. Sometimes it's anger, sometimes it's guilt, sometimes it's sadness, sometimes it's worry. But all of those emotions are very powerful on how they impact our thinking, how they impact our attitudes, but most importantly, as a medical intuitive, I know how they impact the physical body as well. So if you go in and you shift your perception, and let's say, example, that anger, what is anger? Anger is basically telling you that you're feeling compromised. So what you can do is, oh, I'm being compromised. Instead of saying, oh, well, I'm just always angry or I'm an angry person. No, anger is telling you you're compromised. So in that particular scenario, looking at anger, when you're compromised, look at the patterns of behavior or the relationships or the job or whatever it may be that is causing you to feel compromised. Now, we as our humans would like to certainly go out and tell someone else what they need to do to change. That isn't always going to happen because they may not see it as a problem when it is to us. So what we can do is we can say, well, anger is revealing that I'm compromised. What can I do to remove the compromised feelings that I'm experiencing? And we could do it something that is going out and going for a walk, getting out in nature. It's hard to be angry when we're out in nature. Or maybe it's just saying, okay, well, I'm angry because I'm compromised. And then even the acceptance of that shifts the perception of it. So fear is telling us that we're stepping out of our comfort zones, those habits, those beliefs, that those patterns of behavior that basically were created, most of them, truthfully, between birth and 13, that are still driving our lives. So anytime we get in a fearful situation, it's just saying, you're stepping out of your comfort zones. Take a deep breath when you're in fear, and what that's going to do is change the chemistry of your body instantly. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, then what comfort zone are you stepping out of? One of the things that we're being asked to do now is think. Thinking is very important, but it doesn't have to be this long, laborious thinking process, it's literally just awareness. If we thought of thinking as awareness, then it's very easy for us to change. So when you step out of your comfort zones, know that there's going to be some fear. Instead of letting that fear keep you in those comfort zones, just take a deep breath, step out of your body, look at those comfort zones and saying to yourself, what can I do today that's going to change that comfort zone? And then also doubt. Oh my gosh, I am hearing so much right now from my people that I'm doing readings on and my Facebook friends, and then also a lot of the radio listeners have been sending me information, says, Carol, I'm absolutely plagued with doubt. I can't tell whether it's my intuition or whether it's fear or whether it's my mind. I just can't tell what's going on. So again, using this momentum of energy that we're in right now and the shift of perception, what if we looked at doubt as merely an alert that's telling us we don't have enough information to act on what we're being asked to act on? And if you shift it and you say, I don't have enough information, then it just takes the whole charge, that chemical change in the body and the charge that you're going to do something wrong. You just don't have enough information. Then the process is, what can you do to get the information you need? And that changes the entire process. It kicks in that creativity energy. It causes you to think out of the box. And now what we do is we actually have change. And this energy right now that we're in right now that is building up speed, that we're going to have a what I call an energy attunement, meaning that refinement in our thinking, where we're going to actually be able to shift our perceptions at even a faster pace, which is going to happen on October 25th, 2011. All we're doing is we're getting to practice now before we're really asked to do this, after the October 25th attunement that's going to take place. So just think of this as practice time. But again, a simple shift of perception can go a long way to restoring the quality of life that you desire and the health that you desire. So this is what the energy is about right now. We've stepped out of the flow that was kind of in that push-pull that we were feeling so much up to July 25th of 2011. Now we're in the groove. Now we're in the flow. We're not in that ebb. When you have doubt, doesn't mean that you've missed the boat. Doesn't mean that you've standing still on the station waiting for the train or anything. It's just you're being asked to think. It's really that simple. And thinking shifts perception. I'm going to be talking about this a little bit more in the next segment because I think the energy right now is really offering us as individuals and collectively an opportunity to really make a difference not only in our life, but to make a difference in others' lives. And whether we're with them in being in present physicalness or whether we do it energetically, you know what, the universe doesn't care whether we're in person or whether we're doing it energetically. All it knows is the more clear you are, the more concise, the more positive emotions that are associated with it, the easier it's going to be for you to take advantage and manifest this more quickly. So I'll be talking about it a lot more as we're getting into the next part of the show, but let me jump in because this is a Conversations with Carol show. Hi, Chris from New York. How can I help you?
Hi there. Thank you so much, Carol. It's a pleasure.
You are welcome. So how old is our little one that's with you?
Oh, he's a year and a half. You heard of him, huh?
I did. I mean, you know, these little indigos, they want to be seen and heard. It's like, hello, Carol.
I have heard that he has some indigo energy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you know, God bless your soul there, sweetie pie, because I'll tell you, they do require a lot to keep you on your toes, don't they?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, he's a runner.
Absolutely, absolutely. So how can I help you, Chris?
I was calling because I just have a couple things. I don't know, but one is I'm getting dizzy when I'm laying in bed and I roll over.
Okay.
And I don't know what that's about.
Okay.
And it only lasts a little while. It's happened before in my life, but it usually goes away. So now
right.
This has been for a few, maybe about a month and a half, almost 2 months, and it hasn't gone away. And I'm not quite sure what that is.
Are you feeling any kind of discomfort in your physical hands, arms, knees, legs, anything also?
That's my other thing. I have my left knee is hurting.
Okay. So what we want to do is this is literally a muscular issue. The muscular issue is Your muscles get very, very tight. They're actually pulling on your vertebrae. What you're experiencing in the neck area that's causing the dizziness is it feels to me like it's a benign positional vertigo is what it is. And what that means is it really isn't vertigo as we think of vertigo, but it's literally the dizziness associated with your muscles setting a certain way when you're sleeping, possibly pillow, or maybe it's just not, the muscles aren't as relaxed when you go to bed. Do you do yoga, honey?
I don't, but when I do stretch, it feels so good.
Oh, absolutely, and it will. So what you're doing is probably from all the busyness of the day, what you're doing is that you're going to, you go to bed, you've got that tightness in the muscles itself, you lie down for that period of time, and then what happens is when you get up, you've got that positional process and that benign, meaning that it's not a real issue other than it seems like it at the time, and what it's doing is it's causing the dizziness. When I go in and I take right around the back of your head, and if my hands were to go around to the front, to the throat area, those muscles, honey, are just tight as can be.
Okay.
And what I'm doing is I'm finding the center of your back around your shoulder blades has trying to lock that part down so you won't do anything that's going to, you know, make you even more dizzy or make you uncomfortable or makes it feel like your jaw gets out of alignment or anything. So that part's locking down. Now it's taking the lower part, the sacroiliac joint, the legs, the knees, the everything else that needs to have movement, and it's tightening down.
Okay.
So what we have is we've got a chain reaction that's going on. It's starting in that neck area. And if we could go in and find a chiropractor that maybe works with a non-force process that would work with just using that electrical system, the central nervous system, to be able to reestablish connection. My sense is if I sent you to a chiropractor and they did any kind of imaging at all, we would find that vertebrae C4, right where your neck and your shoulders come together, is very, very tight. We would see a lot of red or inflammation in that area. Then I go up to the top on the left-hand side, right around the ear area, which is where we have our dizziness factor, that positional factor, I would find more red at cervical vertebrae 1. So I've got 1, 3, thoracic vertebrae 6, lumbar vertebrae 5, sacral vertebrae 1 and 2, and all of those have got what I call hot spots.
Okay.
So what you could do, stretching removes the tension out of those muscles. It causes the fascia and the muscle to become liquid so they don't tighten down as much. You could do that. You could also look at doing some curcumin or turmeric, as some people will call it. That's a great natural anti-inflammatory. You might want to look at some Trameel, T-R-A-U-M-E-E-L cream. Again, all my listeners, I don't get anything for this. It's just stuff that I know personally and a lot of people use and my doctors and chiropractors use that I work with. It's a natural topical cream that works as an anti-inflammatory. Worst comes to worst, sweetie, what you could do also is go to ibuprofen or maybe some Advil or something like that, something that would help. Your body just says, nope, we're not doing Advil, Carol. If you're going to look at anything, look at Tylenol, because you feel like you've got a little bit of an upset tummy that comes up every so often. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to want to watch that. So see, the body's really good. It says, don't throw that brand name, Carol. Go over here. So those are things to look at. One of the other things that really works very effectively is you could ice the knee area. The knee is actually tied to the sacroiliac joint itself, that pelvic girdle that I talked about. There is an old injury in the knee itself, and I think what it's doing is it's just causing the muscles to get tight. I can feel it all the way down into your Achilles tendon and your foot as well, as far
Absolutely.
As the tightness. Yeah. So what you can do is all of those things. So now the great love of the other part of it is I want you to take that beautiful little baby that you have, and I want you to shift hips every so often. When that little soul wants to be picked up and loved, oh, my gosh, what a lover. Love, love, love. It's just absolutely, it makes me almost cry when I touch his energy in this. When you want to do that, shift hips, and that's going to help a lot also.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay.
Yep. So those are just simple things that you can do. It doesn't feel like it's anything to me as I'm looking at your energy that it's a major issue. It's just more of a refinement. You might want to also look at doing some yoga. And just finding some different stretches that would be good for you to do in the morning. And you might want to even do some mindful meditation, a little bit of yoga, not a lot, but before you actually go to bed. That'll help you as well, sweetie. And oh, the last thing is your head says, tell her to throw out the pillow and get a new one.
Okay. Okay. I will.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Oh, my pleasure. Let's go ahead to Jeannie from British Columbia. Is it British Columbia that you are?
That's where I am, Carol.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. You are up there in the beautiful world of trees and water. And oh, I love it up there.
I am so lucky. I live in the mountains. It's wonderful. Oh,
my goodness. Well, how can I help you, Jeannie?
Just some dietary questions. First I want to say that what you had to say at the beginning of the show was really helpful, because through July and part of August, I've just had my head down and kept forging forward, even though I felt like I was totally in the dark.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy to hear it's clearing up. It's going to clear up.
Excuse me real quick. You just said something so profound with the energy right now. So thank you for calling and doing this and helping me out. This time, because of this quickening and these shifts that we're doing, this energy isn't about the leap of faith. It's about what you're doing, Jeannie, where you're taking that heads-down approach, baby steps with it, sticking with it even when all these other things come up. That is one of the things that I was going to share, and we're going to do it right now. That's one of the processes that we can really utilize and harness at this time right now. So great job, even in the midst of the chaos and everything. So thank you, sweetie. That was terrific.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, so let's see. Dietary questions.
Yes, there's two things. One is that when I eat walnuts, even like a few mixed in with quinoa, they burn all the way down to my stomach.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what that's about.
Walnuts are very, very good for the body overall, but they tend to metabolize very acidic. And when I go in and I touch your overall digestive system, and I mean overall, beginning at the very, you know, the esophagus, when I go down into the stomach, I track food that goes down into the small intestine and everything, you tend to run acidic anyway, sweetie. So while you're eating very healthy, you're going to want to look at foods that are alkaline.
Okay.
The grains, the quinoa is an alkaline, but some of the nuts, even though we hear that they're alkaline, they're very good for the body, some of the nuts really are more acidic. And so you're going to have to become mindful of that acid-alkaline balance in what you're eating.
Okay, great. The other question that I had, Carol, was at times, for example, this morning I had a great breakfast. It was some chopped cabbage, mushrooms, and onions scrambled with a couple of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it would last me till noon, and yet 2 hours later I was starving. I don't understand that.
Well, again, I think it has to do with the dynamics, first of all, with your digestive system. I think that your digestive system is what I call hypervigilant. It comes in, it chews everything up, does everything it needs to, and then it's dropping it down into the small intestine for absorption and then also that refinement that ultimately leads to elimination. One of the things that you're doing for some reason, I said for some reason, that's always your body and my medical intuition going, take a deep breath, Carol, you need to look at this a little more.
Okay.
You're burning a lot of energy right now. I don't know if it feels mental energy. You're dealing with something that is requiring a lot of emotional, mental energy. You're doing a lot of cleaning. It would be like waking up in the morning and deciding that you're going to tackle at least 5 closets from your past, and you want to have it done before noon. So there's a lot of emotional and mental work that's happening that requires a lot of energy. And what I keep picking up is I keep picking up the digestive system because of the diet changes that you've made, which are very healthy for you, by the way, is that your stomach and that whole digestive system is hypervigilant. I've got this energy hypervigilant around this emotional, mental clearing that's going on. I also find that I'm going to say to you, it isn't, but it feels like there's a little bit of development of hypoglycemia Are you having any kind of low thyroid or metabolism or cravings or anything that's going on, sweetie?
I think I'm having low metabolism. I have trouble with my throat again, and
yeah.
I haven't had kelp pills for quite a while, and that's what I was using to keep my thyroid up.
Okay, I would do that.
Okay.
I would start it up again. The hypoglycemia doesn't feel like it's really when I touch you that it's, I'm going to give it to you a couple ways. It doesn't feel like you have hypoglycemia, but I can actually experience the chemical changes in the body, in the pancreas, the stomach, the insulin dynamics, the thyroid. I can find that it's out of rhythm. And so what is occurring is that my sense is when I go to the thyroid, because thyroid and pancreas are very closely intertwined energetically, I would go and go back on the iodine. And then what I would do to get you through the next few days, I would probably eat every 2 hours, just a little something, put something in your stomach.
Okay.
And do something that's alkaline. If you're going to have an acid alkaline or maybe more acidic for a meal, then what you want to do is add some alkaline and then make your little grazings in between more alkaline. I think that's going to take care of getting until we can get the iodine and the thyroid back where it needs to be.
Okay.
Now, the second aspect of that, as a medical intuitive, hypoglycemia is an alert that the body is basically sending that there's something in the thyroid that we need to say. There's something inside that is very purposeful and passionate that we feel this passion for that we need to say. And then what the hypoglycemia is saying is that there's something that you're looking for in your life, sweetie. I think that's why you're cleaning closets the way you are. That you're looking for that can bring back some of that joy and sweetness that really is what you can measure as consciously as being meaningful and purposeful. It feels like you've got a little distracted over the last 2 years. I can go back and I can go actually to September of 2009. It's almost a 2-year period. Something happened within that month that threw you off balance. That's what I'm feeling in all levels that I'm reading you. So if you want to go back, and it doesn't feel like it's a major, like 2x4 alongside the head, but there was a shift that took place there, and you've been doing a lot of work since then as a result, a lot of energy being burned up. You're looking for maybe a clarity in who you are. You're very much in the self-discovery, spiritual evolution process right now, going more within than asking without, like is a pattern that you had. But there's something that you want to bring to expression.
Yeah, you put into momentum.
I'm
moving towards holding weekly healing circles.
Oh, fabulous.
And moving on from there, perhaps.
Yeah. Fabulous. Good job.
So that might be it.
Absolutely it is. I can tell you, your whole energy and your soul held up a little card to me. It says, Carol, that was a 10. She did a good job.
You are so delightful, Carol.
So you
so
just
much.
Got a 10, my love. Oh, great job. Anyway, that's how give your body that the kelp again, sweetie, and then feed it a little more frequent. And I think that's going to help you with what you're dealing with.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. All right. Light and love to you. I want to jump in right now. Let's do a quick commercial break. I'm going to come back to taking your calls because it is a conversation with Carol Day. And I'm also going to be sharing some of the things that we can do to take advantage of this new energy momentum that we're in right now. Stay tuned.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Hello, and thank you for joining me. If you are just joining me, I'm your host, Medical Intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today is my show, Conversations with Carol. And what that means is that I'm really devoting the entire hour to just taking your questions and answering and sharing my medical intuitive skills. We can talk about health. We're talking about the energy shift that's going on right now and the quickening of the energy and enlightenment. So if you want to talk about that, relationships, anything, today is your day to talk about any topic. And I will either step into my medical intuitive abilities or step out of it and go to my intuitive abilities and be able to share my insight with you. One of the things that I've found over the course of doing this for the last 25 years, I can't believe I said it that long, but doing it is that the greatest gift that I believe I offer as a medical intuitive as an intuitive is I offer you a different perception. I'm able to connect with you at a soul level. The soul is never wounded, jaded, cynical. It doesn't look at life as all of our woes and all of our foibles and all of the things that we have and our limitations. It only sees us in our magnificence. And one of the pleasures of being able to do personal readings is to connect with you at that level and to connect with your soul. And then I get to see you in your perfection, your beauty, and your magnificence. And that soul just guides us through the readings in a way that I can offer you a different way to look at your life, which is a perfect lead-in for the energy right now. I've been talking about this energy. And that energy is all about the quickening. What that means is that we really are truly in a time of manifestation where we don't have to wait a long time to be able to manifest what we desire. So what we can do is we can actually, the more clear that we are, that's kind of the caveat of all of this, is that we have to be very clear in what we desire. If there's any confusion, we get the abundance of confusion. If there's any scarcity, we get the abundance of scarcity. You remember, from thought to manifestation is so quick right now. So if you manifest a habit, you experience a habit. If you manifest a change in perception, if you think a shift of perception, you actually manifest it. So very, very interesting times. So what can you do? I mean, gosh, you know, we get into this time and the universe is supporting us. And actually, it's supporting all of us individually and collectively because we in our humanness have been asking for this time. We're tired of the limitations of the fear-based consciousness. We're tired of other people telling us how we need to think and telling us who we should be and what we should do. And we've really evolved in many ways to allowing people's opinions to basically mold our expression of who we are. And the universe is saying, because we've been asking for this, it's like, no, let yourself out. Let that authenticity shine. So what can we do in order to really let this momentum take place? So I talked in the first part of the segment of the show about anger and fear and doubt. So those are three negative emotions. Let's shift the perception. I talked about anger is just telling you that you're feeling compromised. Fear is telling you that you're stepping out of a comfort zone. And doubt is telling you that you don't have enough information. So if you experience any one of those emotions, and by the way, with all my personality background, every single personality color has an emotion of choice. And if you know that your emotion that you seem to have repetitively come up is sadness, then in this time of change and this quickening and from thought to manifestation being so quick, why don't you work on sadness? And what that means is that take one thing at a time. Like my caller in the other segment said, Carol, I've been heads down. I'm taking those baby steps. I'm putting one foot in front of the other. That's what this energy is all about. So every day, choose, if you have a pattern around anger or anything, choose one thing you want to work on that day. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't look at the past, just what you want to work on today. And if it's anger, then what can you change today that can help you manage that anger? And it's something as simple as anger's telling you you feel compromised. When you experience anger, take a deep breath, go, oh, I'm feeling compromised. What can I do to change that? Now, what that may mean is it may mean walking away. And that isn't always a bad thing. I mean, we've been conditioned to not walk away from the fight. But, you know, if you're running and your body's running in this chemical chaos of adrenaline that's pumping at this, this huge amount and everything, you're better off taking a deep breath and walking away than trying to open your mouth and get words out when you've got this stress attack that's happening. So what you do is just walk away. If something makes you angry, take a deep breath. If that's not enough, walk away. And then allow yourself to chemically in the physical body go through its process. I mean, mentally, we'd like to snap our finger and say, okay, I'm not angry anymore. That doesn't happen chemically. So give yourself the time. Think about it. What can you do to change yourself? What do you need to say to someone else? Think about what you need to say to someone. And then when you say it in a calm way from your heart, it may be the same words like you're disrespecting me. You know, that hurt my feelings. You can't do this anymore because it's just too abusive. We can say that as well. And what you can do is when you say it from the heart, it may be the same words that you said the day before or an hour before. But you know what? They're heard differently and you feel differently. And the other person then has a choice of what to do with it. But at least you've said what you need to. And then, interesting enough, the anger just starts to subside and the body recovers very, very quickly. So something just as simple as just choosing one thing a day that you want to work on, and then that maybe that thing is shifting perception, taking those necessary steps, putting that action plan. And then the important part is at the end of the day, just take a second, if that's all you have, or 5 seconds if you can, and look at how much different your day was. And then I want you to give yourself a high five or a gold star, because I'll tell you, that's how easy it is to change. Now, what is the ultimate process of all of this and the benefit? Is it not only changes how you interact with other people and interact with yourself, but it's a tremendous part of the healing process that's necessary for you to restore the health that you're looking for in your physical body. Very, very important. So good times, fast times, go into those closets, don't stay very long, you know, pull yourself out, have a little bit of fun, go for a walk, all those things that we know we should do, but frankly, sometimes we just don't make time for. Hi, Paris from Portland. How can I help you, honey?
Well, I've got some questions about ADD and anxiety regarding myself and my son. I had testing when I was 25, and she said, you're very borderline. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily need medication. You sort of have gone through your life and learned how to just live with it. Now, my son is 9, and we actually have an appointment today. He's gone through all the psychological evaluations, and we have a doctor's appointment today for possibly a prescription.
Okay.
But, I'm interested in myself, but also him, because he's only 9, and I'd like to kind of hop on it before he gets to where I am.
Right.
Or before he gets to where he can't focus. He has very large focus issues, as well as I do. But, you know, for me as an adult, I'm concerned or have been recently concerned about anxiety, ADD, and irritability.
All of those are connected, sweetie.
All and I of understand those things, that.
Yes. And what it is, it's literally a chemical reaction. Yes, you do have ADD. Where you were borderline before, I'm just going to be really straightforward, you do have it. And what that means is that you are learning that you are managing it. without having to be on the medication. I'm going to tell you that the predisposition for this occurring in your life and being passed on genetically to your son actually is on your mother's side and most
yes.
likely was a grandmother. Your mother
yes.
had some predispositions, but your grandmother, actually, my sense is that at the time people might have said that she had some mental issues.
Interesting, because she, well, yeah, I kind of find that interesting because I see habits and behaviors in myself that I saw in my mother, and I actually lived with my grandmother quite a bit when I was a teenager and through my youth, but my grandmother is a psychiatric nurse, or was, in a prison, which kind of is funny to me because she's dealing with the people maybe whom she's most like.
Exactly. That is it, exactly. So let's go in first of all and say this is a chemical issue. There is an imbalance in your body that has a predisposition that will create this unexplained anxiety that comes up, and you never can anticipate when it's going to happen. That is a chemical reaction between the hypothalamus, the pituitary, and the adrenals. And when the hypothalamus misreads something, which we don't know why, but it misreads something, it's tied to the fear-based reaction in the physical body. It literally can take any situation at any point in time, turn it into something like World War III, or this is a major threat to your life, and that's what happens. So from that particular standpoint, that is exactly what's going on. You have learned to manage it to some degree, but one of the things that you might want to do is you might want to do a little bit of research that you could look at. In fact, there's a great book. I had the author, David Perlmutter, Power Up Your Brain. Power Up Your Mind, I think it is. It's been a while. You want to look at that because there's things that you can do dietarily that can help you. You can use those same things with your son. There's certain foods that can cause this chemical reaction to just happen more frequently, being less, it doesn't have the good timing that it needs, so you want to look at that. But it's a good book. The other thing, sweetie, I don't know why it just came up with you. It may have been the connection with the book. Do you fast at all?
You know, I recently tried that, and I responded well energetically to it. I found myself being, it was kind of a wash. I mean, I found myself being okay with the energy levels because I'm very, very high energy, I expected that to not be the case. But I've only done that once in my life. But the question I do have very quickly before I forget is 5-HTP. I've heard you talk about that before. Is this something that will benefit me? I started taking that. Just sort of from the irritability standpoint,
right.
But is it something I should continue with?
Yes, and I'll tell you, if it feels like right now, yes, but I'm going to tell you, you're borderline on it, very honestly. So one of the things, when do you take it, before bed?
Actually, I don't take it before bed, and I take it in the morning when I take all the rest of my supplements.
Woohoo! Good, medical intuitive you are, and listening to your body. I'm loving this. All right, so what you want to do is you are borderline. It feels like there's some things that you are doing that are changing that you may not need it. You do right now. So one of the things you can do is muscle test it. So when you feel like you get that little message in the brain, you know, I don't know if that 5-HTP is working. Then what you'll want to do is basically you can take either the bottle or you can take one of the little pills, put it in your hand, but I want you to put it in your pocket. And
put
I want you
pocket.
To just walk around with it in your pocket for about 15 minutes. If you don't feel any difference, then that may mean that you don't need it. If you feel an energy loss, that where you feel yourself kind of feeling tired or drained, even insignificantly, meaning that it doesn't have to be a huge, you know, hello, you need this. But if you do, then you take it. If you find that you don't have any issues with it, then you can stop it. So let me be clear. Put it in your pocket. Because all of a sudden your whole body started lighting up. It was going woo, 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 all over. Okay. So, and then I'll go back to your son. So what you want to do is if you get these messages, do you need it? Put a pill or the bottle in your pocket. If you experience no change at all, then you can continue it. If okay. you're questioning it, then what I want you to do is that if you find that you have a drain of energy when it's in your pocket, that's saying you do need it. When you okay. don't have any change or you feel like it hypers you in your pocket, then I want you to stop it. Because what we do is we get on things like medication. We stay on it for a long time. And please remember, the body's really dynamic. What you need now, 30 days, you may not. And this is
and
something
I understand
that I go,
that.
Yeah, that's something I go around. I'm not anti-medicine, but I do go around and around with my doctors that I work with all over the world when they say, you're going to take this the rest of your life. It's like, well, can we just kind of rethink that a little? So that's something that you can do. You can do a lot of what you're doing through diet. You might want to look at the book. Also, sweetie, what I would encourage you to do is start slowly, but I would encourage you to fast at least one day a month or every 2 months. And if you can, start with a half a day. And then go
okay.
through that process and then see what change that makes. For some reason, it feels like it's going to make a change. All right, so now your son. This is a very tough decision for any parent out there that is dealing with children that become maybe implied that there's something going on. In this particular case, my sense is with the clinical analysis and everything, your son truly is ADD. My choice, my biggest thing that I'm feeling for you is which medication do you want to put him on? He does
right.
need medication. He does need medication, sweetie.
And that is my main concern because coming from like the naturopath and, you know, this and this and this and wanting to not take that, I really, and I feel as though in the last week alone, it has gotten so much worse.
Absolutely.
And that's what's really leaning, just his focus alone is really leaning, and my brother was severely ADHD. And my son doesn't have the hyperactivity side of it, but his focus is like almost non-existent.
Right. Right. So here's you could go ahead. I'm just blunt. That's who I am. You could go ahead and continue the natural way of doing it in the desire and hope that it's going to reach a point. Now, I know I'm going to get a lot of emails from all my holistic practitioners, and every case is different. But as I touch your son, I would definitely go with the medication, sweetie.
Okay. And, you know, that's where I was leaning. That's where my girlfriend and I and his father were both leaning, but I really wanted another opinion.
Yes. And what it'll do is it's predictable. The medication has a predictability about it. His body will expect that predictability. It'll act on that predictability, and it will give him what he's looking for, and it will keep him from evolving into maybe depression and some of the other things that I pick up. So,
his father's side has depression, and that scares
the
living daylights out of me because his grandfather is severely, severely depressed even at this moment.
Exactly.
So there's all these things coming from all directions.
Yeah. And you know what, sweetie? We are dealing with a physical, genetic predisposition to something. And I would, in my case, in putting you and me together, that's the way that I would encourage you to act on. One of the things that you can do, though, because you're learning a lot about finding your voice, is ask the doctor what medications are available and then what are the side effects of the medications. And one of the things is that your son feels like his sleep cycle's off, so you're going to want to stay away from a medication that's going to really exaggerate that sleepiness and that fatigue level that he just seems to naturally have. He's got a lot of highs and lows. So what you'll want to do, find out what's available, find out what the side effects are, whatever medication that creates a drowsiness or a sleepiness or maybe acts, you know, kind of overtly that it's too much, that will be the one that you'll want to eliminate. And then kind of use it, that is a process of elimination. But his life will be so much better, sweetie, and he'll be able to, he's very bright. Oh my gosh, this child is absolutely so intelligent inside. It's just that his chemistry doesn't allow the brain to settle down enough for it to connect the way that it needs to.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you. All right, let's jump in. Hi, Donna from New York. Hi, sweetie. How can I help you?
Hi there. Let's see. I don't know whether I have food allergies, food sensitivities, or a digestive malfunction of some sort. I need to lose weight. Do you have any magic?
No, but I'll tell you what, if you and I hang around on the radio long enough, we may come up with something, because I could use that magic too, I'll tell you. I don't know. You know, it is. I've gone through all this, I do all this, and I'm thinking, come on, buddy, what's it? Am I holding on to this? Am I holding on to that? Am I, you know, so anyway, so here we go. So the first thing is where you are physically in your body, the hormone changes that you're experiencing is changing your metabolism. When I'm talking about the shifting of perception, that doesn't mean we have to be happy being as overweight as we can ultimately get. But one of the things is shifting the perception and recognizing that the female body at the time we start going through the dynamics and as we continue in menopause and even the dynamics of stabilizing in postmenopause, we are going to have a metabolism change. So what does that mean? That means that we either need to look at the foods we eat and be sure that we're really metabolizing and using them. What we need to do is maybe put some exercise, and exercise could be something as getting outside and walking around a block every day doing something. It doesn't have to be strenuous exercise, but we do have that physical component, so that's the first thing. No excuses, it's real. The second thing is that when I go in and I touch you, you do not feel to me that you actually have food allergies, but you do have some sensitivities. Mm-hmm. One of the things is that I'm picking up is, are you off of dairy?
That's one of the things that I have noticed I've been sensitive to. I've added it back recently because I've been off it for a while, and I'm noticing that I'm really reacting to that.
You are, sweetie. It isn't an intolerance, because your digestive system is still able to, you know, work with it. But what it does is it, as I touch you, it's like it's creating this congestion. And then I can go in and I can feel this kind of a mucus that builds up even in the chest and in the lower small intestine, and is creating some inflammation. And that inflammatory reaction is what I would encourage you to really work on. So, netting everything down, what I would do is I would look at Dr. Mark Hyman's work, H-Y-M-N-M-A-N-N, Andrew Weil. You'll want to look at metabolic syndrome, or Syndrome X as it's called. There'll be little gems you can get from that. You will want to also go in and look at inflammation, what you can do to change. But the first thing I'm going to tell you is dairy needs to come out of your diet.
That's not a problem.
Okay.
Good idea.
The next thing is that, interesting, I am not picking up a gluten intolerance.
That's true. I do not have a gluten intolerance.
You do not. And I mean, everything right now that we're hearing is, oh my gosh, everybody stop gluten. And for some people, it's really real, especially with celiac disease and some of the things. But I'm not picking up gluten. One of the things that I am picking up is that you've developed a sensitivity to nightshades. So you might want to, if you're going to do tomatoes or tomato sauce, what you want to do is you're going to want to look at food combining. Let's go back to that old food combining we used to do. The other thing is that, have you done your blood type yet?
No.
Okay. There's a lot of controversy around the book, even to this day, Eat Right for Your Blood Type. What you might want to do is just go and look at that. Everything I'm picking up, Donna, is we don't have a problem. We just need to fine tune.
That's good.
And if you look at all of these different things, inflammation, the sensitivities, you look at the nightshades, you look at the food combining, you look at the blood type and everything, all of those things, my sense is you're going to find something that will work for you. But the most important thing I'm going to say to you specifically, honey, if you don't have variety, you're not going to stick with it. You love variety. My God, that's your spice of life.
That is the truth.
You know, and if it's going to be that you can only do this every day for the next month, I'm sorry, you're not going to stick with it.
Well, you know, I can for a certain amount of time. I mean, I'm very successful. I'm a really good diet. I'm a really good dieter.
As long as
I have the directions.
Absolutely, but the thing is that it becomes boring. It becomes it's not giving you what you need. So what we want to do with the shifting perception, let's look at lifestyle. You love to be engaged in a lot of things, so you're going to need a lot of variety in your foods. There'll be foods that you'll put in, foods that you're going to take out. That's the way it works. You're going to try walking or doing something else. You're going to stay with it. Then it's going to need to be moved. Remember I said it's dynamic. The other thing that I want to tell you that's really, really huge is something happened 5 or 6 years ago that you've been working on, and you said that you're very successful. OMG, you are very successful. I'm not sure, and I want to share this, I'm not sure you recognize how successful you are in a short period of time from where I picked you up 5 or 6 years ago. You've come a long way, baby, as that commercial would say.
You know, you're right, and I haven't really thought about that, but that's true.
Oh, my gosh. It is so true, so true. So as we're looking at diet, we want a diet of, oh, my gosh, look at how far you've come, that OMG. Look at how far you've come. And you know what? You've been methodical. You've adapted. You've changed. You've added to. See, that is a perceptual shift around your food and food allergies. Main thing I'm picking up is your dairy has got you back into that kind of mucus inflammation dynamics, and you eliminate that, and things are going to get a lot better very quickly.
Fabulous.
Very good. Oh, you are fun. All of you are fun today. Thank you so much for calling me, sweetie. I tell you, it's just absolutely fabulous.
Really appreciate your information. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining me for the Conversations with Carol show. All my shows are fun, but these are one of my very favorite shows to do. You can listen to this show in my archives on www.ritberger.com. It'll be up the end of the week. Light and love to all of you. Have a wonderful week and really harness the energy of this quickening that's taking place from thought to manifestation and warp speed. So take advantage, shift of perceptions, light and love, and have a wonderful week. I'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to the Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.